fly on Vigran from Bali on coconut oil and seaweed. Water shortages on the Island of Gods, the number one tourism destination in Indonesia, Bali have environmental experts concerned. Climate change is at the top of discussions, also at the Bali International Air Show, where the Indonesian Minister for Investment and Maritime Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, announced that Indonesia is on its way towards the use of sustainable aviation fuel. However, with water shortages and droughts on the horizon in top tourism resorts, environmentalists are concerned about the impact of climate change across the region. Speaking at the Bali International Air Show earlier this week, the Indonesian Minister for Investment and Maritime Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, announced that the country will be moving towards the use of more sustainable aviation fuels. In partnership with the central government of Virgin Australia and Pertamina, a move towards sustainable fuel is a big step towards net zero emissions. Over the last week, 160 kiloliters of sustainable aviation fuel were distributed to Virgin Australia's Boeing 737 aircraft as part of the Bali International Air Show. The airline will use this fuel on its flights to Denpasar, Bali from Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, the Australian Gold Coast. It is not only in the aviation industry that Bali is moving towards net zero emissions. Across the province and industries, climate-focused innovators are creating novel solutions to pressing problems. In the tourism industry, Desa Potato Head Hotel in Seminya, Bali is pioneering regenerative tourism. In Sanur, a new chapter of medical tourism is in the making, with sustainable solutions in development. The Bali Action for Climate event was hosted by the Bali Zero Clean Emission Coalition and supported by the World Resources Institute, WRI, Indonesia, the Institute of Essential Services for Reform, IESR, the New Energy Nexus, and the CAST Foundation. Tourism communities are restoring damaged coral reefs. Solar is bringing the island's agricultural industry to the next level. However, the threats of climate change remain very real for both residents and visitors. Bali will face water shortages in 2025. Hotels use 800 liters per room, while residents use only 200 liters of water per day. This is the reason why many stakeholders and residents in Bali do not want new hotel developments. On the wish list in Bali is cultural and sustainable tourism.